A 5-year-old boy is in hospital after he was shot while playing with his sister in a bedroom, and it happened inside their home in Sydney Southwest last night. Police are still piecing together what happened at the Lanier home last night. The boy's parents heard him yell out and rushed him to hospital with a gunshot wound to his hip. He's 5 years of age. And this is the latest in a string of drive-by shootings in the region. Last year alone, there were 51 non-fatal shootings in the southwest of Sydney. 20 of those involved shots fired into homes. And it was only a matter of time before a child got caught in the crossfire, and now it has happened. Superintendent Peter Gillam from New South Wales Police is on the line. Superintendent, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Good. It struck me this morning when this news came to my attention that we constantly hear about drive-by shootings and the fact that there are children in nearby rooms. It was only a matter of time until one of those children was hit.
Well, this has probably been our greatest fear, Ben, that in these types of incidents that innocent members of the public, and in this case a 5-year-old boy, would be injured. It's only for the grace of God, I suppose, that he didn't receive serious injuries.
What's the issue there? We have so many of these things happening in that part of Sydney. I know the western suburbs of Sydney have their fair share as well, but the southwest seems to be a hotbed when it comes to drive-bys.
Ben, I suppose the issue that we need to deal with primarily is this case in its entirety as an individual. Look after this particular matter. We've got a 5-year-old boy. I really don't have any comment in respect of what it looks like in the greater metropolitan area. Our focus at this point in time is very much towards this particular 5-year-old and find out who the perpetrators are and why there was such a blatant disregard for the safety of the occupants of that home.
Can you tell me where he was hit, this 5-year-old boy, and how he's doing this afternoon, Superintendent?
He suffered a gunshot wound to the hip. And the bullet was a penetrating wound, and he's currently in a stable condition at Westmead Children's Hospital.
Have you got any possible motive for this shooting?
Ben, not at this point in time. Our investigators and our forensic and ballistic experts are out there as we speak, combing through the site. We're cooperating with the parents are cooperating with us in regards to any information that they may have that leads us to, hopefully, an early arrest. Get these people off the street as soon as we can.
Okay, I know that your officers will be working hard on that this afternoon. What would you like to say finally, Superintendent, to people who get involved in these kind of things where they are endangering the lives of 5-year-olds every single time they open fire on a house?
Ben, I think it's fair to say, and the community, and the police, New South Wales Police, we don't accept this blatant disregard for the safety of the community. You know, we're hoping that people, any person, particularly in this incident, that either has any information or witnessed anything, can come forward, either contact Liverpool Police or Crime Stoppers, and pass this information on so that we can really move forward in our investigations.
I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Superintendent Peter Gillam joining us from New South Wales Police. How often do we wake up and hear about a drive-by shooting and how lucky it is that the kids are in a different room? But this time last night, the bullet hit the boy's hip, was millimetres away from claiming his life, and we all knew it was only a matter of time before a child was caught in the crossfire of one of these gangland wars going on, particularly in the west and the southwest of Sydney. Last year alone, 51 non-fatal shootings in the southwest, 20 of them involved shots being fired into homes, and constantly it's dismissed as bad guys targeting bad guys. But when it happens in Mossman or Manly, it's front page news. It happens every second week in the southwest and virtually gets ignored. The news media covered at the time, but we do reach a point where people say, oh, well, it's another drive-by shooting. And now we have an innocent child as the latest victim.